Welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. This is Kim Russo. I'm the director of AGLCA. Today we have got some Gold Loopers, Susan Wilson and Foster Shucker, who finished the loop, I guess, about a year ago. They're going to be joining us to talk about the Wisconsin side of Lake Michigan. There's always a choice to make there. Very few people go back and forth across Lake Michigan, so most people choose either the Wisconsin side or the Michigan side. And Foster and Susan are going to be sharing details about the Wisconsin side with us. Before we get to that, though, as usual, I'd like to take a moment to recognize and thank our Admiral sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, United Yacht Sales of the Carolinas, and Waterway Guide Media. We encourage all of our listeners, of course, to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. All right, let's bring in Foster and Susan. Thank you both for joining me today.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having us.
Hi, Kim.
It's good to hear from you both. Now, you presented about this topic at our Spring Rendezvous not too long ago, so I know that you are very well prepared for the topic. But let's start by telling us a little bit about your boating experience and your Great Loop trip.
Sure. So we had a blast. The loop was just probably the greatest time we've had ever. It's been on my bucket list since the early 1970s. Susan and I boated in our boat, the Quo Bottomus, for the last 13 years in the Chesapeake Bay. And we started talking seriously about planning for the loop about 2009. And then, like you said, we looped April 2014 through June of 2015. On our trip, our top spots were Canada. We spent 77 days there, about 11 weeks. We loved the Kentucky Lakes, which we spent more time there. And then, of course, Door County and Milwaukee along Western Lake Michigan was a blast.
And that's actually why when I was trying to find a speaker for the western side of the lake, for the Wisconsin side, I immediately thought of you because you've posted on the forum about how much you loved that area. So we appreciate you sharing that passion for it with everyone else. Tell us why initially when you were making the choice, why did you pick the Wisconsin side?
My family are big Green Bay Packers fan. My father was a Packers shareholder, a Packer backer for decades. So I wanted to go to Green Bay and actually see Lambeau Field, and going that route is the easiest way to go. The first loopers we met, the crew of Reunion, were from that area, and they talked about how great that area was. And then going through Canada, we met about a dozen other boaters that were from that area, and they all loved it. So that sort of sealed the deal. It's about 50 miles farther going that way than going the eastern route. So from a cost and time standpoint, it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm. And nothing that you feel like you missed, perhaps, on the Michigan side?
Well, we'll do the loop again.
We'll go back there.
There you go. Yep.
We want to see everything.
Yeah, it gives you a good reason to do it again. It's kind of impossible to see everything in just one loop. So, and Lake Michigan's a great example of that. So in general, give us kind of an idea of what type of cruising you'd be doing on that western side of Lake Michigan.
So taking the hopping off point of Mackinac Island, you're going to go along the northern shore of Lake Michigan. So it's big lake cruising along that first piece, and you're going west. Loopers then turn into the Green Bay, which is a sort of a south direction, and that's really sheltered. You're going to be in there for about 100 miles. You're going to pop out Lake Michigan at Sturgeon Bay. So that whole trip through there is easy. It's like a small lake. There's no tide. There's no currents and no real big waves. Pop out at Sturgeon Bay. There's about another 150 miles of big lake cruising to get you down to Chicago. Key thing is, if you're on the lake, you're going to need to watch the weather. There's going to be some really ugly days like other places on the loop, and the waves can get pretty high. Most of the time on the western shore, the westerly winds haven't had a chance to kick up the waves yet, so you're not going to get lots of big waves. And there's deep water the entire trip, so that's not a problem.
Okay. Now, this is usually kind of a loaded question because everybody needs to make the loop their own, and people like to spend different amounts of time in different places. But tell us your opinion. How much time would you recommend that loopers take for this leg on Lake Michigan?
When we were there, people were telling us to spend 3 or 4 months, and there are people that we met that spend summers there, so I can see during that long period of time. We left Mackinac the 18th of August, and we were in Chicago by late September, about 4 to 5 weeks. The rule, the looper rule of off the lake by Labor Day or off the lake by the end of September are just sort of looper rumors. There's still, you know, stuff going on. Because most of us have insurance, with it has hurricane clauses, we can't go farther south than Demopolis till the 1st or the 15th of November. So there's no sense to rush down the 950 miles to get there. We traveled about 50 miles a day. So if you do all the stops that we did, plan at least 2 weeks with the weather issues. So 3 weeks is a good guess.
Okay. So as you were out there still in late September, did you find any of the facilities were starting to close, or does that happen further into October?
Not all the facilities we were to were in full swing. There was stuff going on in Manitowoc. There was a looper thing, a looper appreciation sort of thing happening in one of the marinas. So there's lots of stuff that's still happening. So we didn't really see a downturn in anything. I'm going to guess that people still boat well into October before things start to shut down.
Okay, well, good. And I've had people at a seminar in Chicago tell me that September is actually the best time on the lake because all the weekend boaters have gone home. So you've got a little bit less of the craziness in the Chicago area if you're out there a little bit past Labor Day. So good information. Let's kind of start to talk about the different things there are to see and do. So if you start from the Straits of Mackinac, run us through the major ports along the way.
I can do that. So coming across the northern part of the lake going west, you first stop off at Beaver Island, then you go to Manistique, and then you run around the corner up into Badenoch into Fayette, which is also called the Snail Shell. Next is Escanaba. And from Fayette, you can either go to Escanaba or you can go sort of southeast down into Sister Bay, Wisconsin. From there, you go south to Fish Creek, then to Sturgeon Bay, Manitowoc, Port Washington, Milwaukee, Waukegan, and Chicago. The last five stops are actually on Lake Michigan itself. If loopers want to have sort of the best of both worlds, they want to do some east and some west, the place to come across is at Frankford or Manistee, and then beam over to Manitowoc over there. It's a shorter, the lake is kind of a little narrower at that point, so it would be a day ride to do that. You miss Door County, but you can still get to Milwaukee, which is the high point of our trip.
Okay. So those are the ports, and you said those are probably spaced about 50 miles apart because you were doing 50 miles roughly a day.
Yeah, we try to do about three to four hours a day on most of the trip. The marinas on the western shore space a little farther apart. I know there's loopers that like to do 100 miles a day, but we kind of like to stop and see things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's jump into marinas. Talk about the favorite marinas you found in those different ports.
Well, I'm going to jump in here. Our absolute favorite stop on the western shore was at Fayette at the Snail Shell. That was not a marina per se with services. It was a dock, but it was in the middle of a historic town that had been restored. It was essentially a museum site, so you could get off and wander through. There was lots of trails and natural wonders to look at, limestone cliffs. There was fishing there, and there was a fun vibe on the dock. People were coming and going, and at times, apparently, the boats can stack up there, but we had a great time with all the people that we met there. One of the other areas that we really liked was at Sisters Creek, where we saw fireworks the night that we came in. The marina there had nice wide areas that you could set your chairs up and sit out on the dock, and there were a lot of services nearby, great restaurants, things to look at as you walk through town, and then the Al Johnson's restaurant with the goats on top. I guess we haven't gotten to the restaurants yet, though. And then another good stop was in Escanaba. Escanaba is kind of an older town, but the marina there hosted a fish tournament that they have every year, and that was great to watch. And it was a great bike ride into town, and there was plenty to do in Escanaba. So those are some of our top hits. Foster has some of his own favorites.
So she pretty much covered it. The thing to remember is that Door County is a huge tourist destination. There's lots of boaters there. So especially if you're going to go to Sisters Creek, you need to call more than the usual just the day before reservation to make sure you can get there. We stayed at Port Washington Marina and Manitowoc Marina. They're both AGL sponsors, and we got treated like family by those guys. Most of the cities and towns have only a single marina in them because they're small, so it becomes easy choices at that point. The Water Gateway Guide, of course, is your best reference then if there's multiple choices for recommendations.
Okay. Moving on to anchorages. If I'm remembering correctly, you two are typically tie up at marinas more often than anchor. But for those who do anchor or for those who perhaps waited to make that reservation at somewhere like Sisters Creek and couldn't get in, talk about what you did find as far as anchorages along the way.
Okay, you're right. We just love the small towns in Canada and decided to make sure that we did that along this route. So Green Bay, if you look at it on the western part of Lake Michigan over there, there's 100 miles of great anchorages in and out. We anchored outside of Escanaba to let Susan do some fishing, so there's some spots there. Door County, if you look at Green Bay, will be on the eastern side. And then all of Wisconsin is on the western side. There are hundreds of little coves along Green Bay in there that you can duck into. There's also little coves along Door County that you'll be able to find anchorages in that. There's not a lot of boats that anchor out, so you should have lots of places to yourself.
Sounds very nice. Let's talk about, so we've talked about marinas and anchorages and where we're going to spend the night probably, but talk about some of the things that there are to see and do along the way.
Well, in Door County, there were the great restaurants that I mentioned in Sister Creek. Al Johnson's with the goats on the roof that has traditional Swedish food. There are some newer kind of places. We went to craft beer restaurant that had great kind of farm-to-table food. Then when we went to Fish Creek, there were tons of great little shops, again, wonderful restaurants, and then they had the special event that we attended, one of our favorite, which is the fish boil. The fish boil is something people, you know, really love to do, and I know Foster is very excited to tell you about it in a minute. In Milwaukee, we went to the Harley-Davidson plant, museums. There was lots of bicycling there. There's just so much to do in that area. It's hard to cover all of it, Kim.
Mm-hmm. And if you rent a car, are there things you can drive to? Would you recommend doing that in the area?
Yeah, so we'll talk later about Milwaukee and driving around there. We rented a car in Sturgeon Bay and then drove down to Green Bay to visit Lambeau Field. Yay, go Pack, go. but there's also a ton of other things to see in Green Bay. There's a great maritime museum in Manitowoc that's got an AGL display that people shouldn't miss. But, the chance of getting a car and lots of enterprise things is worthwhile in doing.
Oh, and Manitowoc also had the Space Festival. Oh, you hear that later. Okay. All right. Sorry. I'm skipping ahead again.
That is quite all right. It's just a conversation. We can go wherever you'd like next. But actually, why don't we go next to a brief message from one of our sponsors, and then we'll come back and we'll jump a little bit more into the food, because that's always a great topic. So we'll talk a little bit more about the fish boils and any restaurants that we may have missed, and also special events that would be going on this summer. So we will be back in a minute.
Did you know that every mile of the Great Loop is covered by Skipper Bob Guides? Its mile-by-mile format is a great planning tool and essential at the helm. On the most popular routes and side trips, Skipper Bob covers preparation, navigation, bridges and locks, and the best places to visit. Skipper Bob Guides are updated each year, and its website keeps you current with navigation alerts and cruising news. To check it out, go to skipperbob.net. Skipper Bob is a proud Admiral sponsor of AGLCA.
We're back on Great Loop Radio. Our guests today are Foster Shucker and Susan Wilson, who, of course, are Gold Loopers, who completed their Great Loop after about 15 months last June of 2015. And they're joining us to talk about the Wisconsin side of Lake Michigan. So we've talked a little bit about some of the highlights, and we've talked about the anchorages and marinas. Let's move on to what everybody always asks about, the food. Talk about some of the restaurants, and tell us about those fish boils you mentioned.
So let's do fish boils first for people that have never seen it. So you want to get a large cauldron, you know, think double Toil and Trouble from the Disney movies. You want to build a wood fire underneath. If you're going to fill it full of water, throw in 2 cups of salt and bring it to a boil. Then you're going to fill individual metal baskets with onions, another one with potatoes, and a third with big chunks of whitefish. You throw the onions in, let them cook a little bit. Then you throw the potatoes in, you let them cook, and then the whitefish. So the whitefish, while it cooks, it releases all the greasy internal oils in it, and that comes floating up to the top of the cauldron. So they need a good mechanism to get that off of there, get the oil out of the water. So what they do is they get a cup of kerosene, and they throw on the wood fire, and that causes the cauldron to really boil and bubble over, and that bubbling over action takes the grease and the oil from the fish out of the pot. It also puts the fire out so it stops boiling over. And then once it stops boiling, they pull the fish and the potatoes and onions out and serve it to you. It's really, really awesome, and it's a great piece of theater to watch.
Where are those typically happening? Do they have them in most of the towns along the way?
They're pretty much in a Door County specialty. So Sister Creek is a good place to go for that. Pelletier's up there is the place that we went, and it was a blast. They turn it really into a decent piece of theater.
But we also had a fish boil in Manitowoc that was hosted by the marina that we stayed at. So it's really a Door County specialty.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else food-wise should we be looking out for?
Foster loves butter tarts. So he wasn't able to find any in Door County, unfortunately. But fresh ice cream places everywhere. The fish boil restaurants, there's different ones. The Great Lakes version of seafood, which is any kind of white fish that can be caught in the lakes. We really tried to stay out of the chain places and go to the small mom and pops or, something that was kind of unique to the area. And we just found tons of places to eat there.
Okay. So in addition, it sounds like the fish boils themselves are kind of special events that are happening. But what else is going on in this area during the summer?
I brought it up before, and that's the Space Festival, the Sputnik Fest in Manitowoc. They have it every year in September, and it's to celebrate a piece of Sputnik falling in the area. So they've got kind of wacky contests and different kinds of exhibits for the day. It's associated with a little museum, so you can go wander through the museum if you're interested, listen to music, or look at the street vendors.
So this year,
go ahead, Foster.
So this year, the Sputnik Fest is the 9th and 10th of September. So, you know, we always tell people don't try to be on a schedule. If you happen to be in the area that weekend, that's one of the things to try to go see.
And I have not attended that, but I've seen lots of great pictures, and that's people are usually dressed up in costumes as well, right?
Yes, the Miss Space Debris contest happens at that time, and so when we were there, Miss Space Debris stayed in character the entire time. It was very interesting, to say the least.
And then you had mentioned about, Kim, about being off the lake by September. So we were there after Labor Day, and there was still a lot of things, a lot of festivals and stuff going on as we traveled south. So you'll find stuff to do.
Okay, well, great. So we have a little bit of time left. Let's, if you had to pick the one thing not to be missed along that shore of Wisconsin, what would it be?
Foster's favorite would be Milwaukee, and I think that's because of all of the beer. That's one of his favorite things, in addition to the butter tarts, is the craft brew places we were able to see. So we went on a lot of brewery tours. Foster went to the Harley-Davidson plant for a tour, and we went to the Harley-Davidson Museum, which was amazing. There's also great art museums in Milwaukee. There was fabulous biking. The Milwaukee marina that we stayed at had huge parks right next to it and bike paths. And there was just lots of stuff to see.
Yeah, there's the town's full of galleries and shopping. And one of the great things about it is because there's a river that runs through the middle of it, you can take your dink and drive it up through town. And then as far as restaurants goes, there's lots of restaurants that overlook these river sections that are well worth going to. So it was great. We spent 6 days there, and we could have probably spent another couple.
So definitely a highlight of the trip, not just of this segment, but you consider Milwaukee one of the overall highlights, correct?
Yeah, to the point that if I decided I wanted to deal with serious snow again, I would probably move to Milwaukee.
Yes, I think most of us are avoiding the serious snow, but not having been to Milwaukee, I'm looking forward to that stop. It sounds wonderful. So to give a quick summary before we wrap up about this western shore of Lake Michigan, talk to us, how would you summarize this part of the trip?
Okay, so the two standard things we tell every looper, and it is don't be on a schedule, take your time, there's lots to see. The second thing is don't do places because all the other loopers do it, make it your own voyage, make it your own custom adventure. Having said all that, you know, Definitely make a try to go to the western side of Lake Michigan. It's well worth the trip over there. If you don't want to do the whole thing and don't want to do Door County, you can zap across farther down and at least get a chance to see Milwaukee before you go down into Chicago.
All right. Susan, anything else you'd like to add?
I just think it's well worth stopping on that leg of the journey, and there's so many different little towns to see there. Everybody would enjoy it if they took a chance in stopping.
All right. Susan and Foster, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you sharing this information. We will be back next week where our guests will be kind of your counterparts from our spring rendezvous. George and Pat Hospodar presented there on the Michigan side of the lake. So they'll
isn't
be back
the Michigan side
next week.
Kim, isn't the Michigan side, isn't that where the zombie apocalypse is going on now?
It could be. I don't know. But we'll see what George and Pat have to say about that, and then our listeners can kind of make their decision of which way they're going to proceed on the lake. But and, of course, Foster and Susan had a great idea of a crossing point if you want to do part of it on the Michigan side and then cross over and still hit Milwaukee. So that was great advice. Susan and Foster, thanks again for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Kim. Have a great day.
Thank you all for listening. We will be back next week, as I said, with another edition of Great Loop Radio. Until then, safe cruising.